Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 38, Manage Your Space, Time, Energy, and Attention. To be a more successful writer, you're probably going to have to be a more productive writer. And to become more productive, it's best to learn to manage several things, including the space in which you work, the time you have to work, your energy levels, and your attention or your focus at any given moment. I want to focus on all of these things, how to manage your space, time, energy, and attention. I'm going to introduce them in this episode and then dive more deeply into them in successive episodes. Today, I'd like to encourage you to do kind of a evaluation or inventory of your own space, your own time, your energy levels, and the way that you focus or don't focus while you're working. So pull out your favorite way to take notes, whether it's opening an Evernote note, a Word document, or a piece of paper, and start making some lists. First, take a look at your workspace. If you have a mobile office, what did you pack with you? Do you have what you need in the bag that you carry with you to the coffee shop or the library? If you have a dedicated workspace, start to look around and evaluate it. What's missing? What's working? What needs to change? We'll go into this in more detail in a future episode, but begin to think about this and make it a priority to create a space that helps you be the productive writer you need to be to get the work done. To prepare to better manage your time, you'll want to do a time inventory. Again, we'll talk about this in more detail, but the more information you have, the better it's going to be. So if you want to start now doing a time inventory, you can use a lot of tools to do that. The simplest would be to use a piece of paper and a pen and write down the start and stop times for various tasks. By doing this, you begin to see the time that's truly available to you as a writer. The third area we'll look at will be your energy levels. Again, the more information, the better. So if you want to start now tracking your energy levels, that will help you determine, when we get to that topic, how to best organize your day to maximize your energy. If you're a morning person or evening person, it's good to know that in advance. You probably have some clues already. It won't be a big surprise. But if you pay very close attention and you begin to track this, this information can help you as a writer begin to see opportunities you might not have realized were there. Finally, there's been a lot of talk recently about managing focus. That is, to minimize the things that distract us from our work so that we stay completely focused. And that's how we maximize productivity, they claim. Well, we're going to talk about the ways that we can maximize our focus and see if that's really all that we need to worry about, or if these other three areas should be considered just as much. I'm convinced if we spend a little time exploring these four areas, we can maximize our productivity, even if we're working with limited space, limited time, limited energy, and even limited focus. So do what you can in the days ahead to begin to take stock of the space that you've got to work with, the time that you have available, your energy levels, and to determine the things that distract you the most. Gather up your materials, take good notes, and tune in next week. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.